What is Becky Hammon's coaching future? And we're going to enter the multiverse and ask, what if?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad you're back at TGIF, everybody. Hope you had a great end of the work week day and getting ready for the weekend. What are we talking about today? We're going to be looking at Becky Hammon's coaching future. She guided the Aces to the 2022 WNBA Finals. She's showing she has what it takes to lead a team. Is her future still in the WNBA, or can we see her make a leap to the NBA? Also, we're going to enter the multiverse. We're going to be asking, what if, Manu Ginobili never came to San Antonio? And we have time. We'll go over some news and notes you may have missed. And I gotta make sure we got the right person because we're entering the multiverse. Is this Earth 1 Rudy Campos? I don't know. Are you Earth 25? Which Rudy Campos do we have in this multiverse?
Normally you have Earth 1 Rudy Campos, but he's kind of busy saving Earth 1 right now. So right now you've got Earth 25. Being 25 is my favorite number.
He is Rudy Campos back once again this week to join me here on Locked On Spurs. And you're probably asking, well, why is Rudy back? You know, usually, you know, it's kind of a variety of guest hosts. Well, because the last time he was on Monday's show, brought up a good topic, the what-if scenario. What if Manu Ginobili never came to San Antonio and just became a draft and stash? We're going to be entering that multiverse soon. But Rudy, first of all, follow him on Twitter, at Sweep the League. And by the way, Rudy, you're going to be part of another fan giveaway later on this show. So
nice.
We're going to tell everybody what they're going to be winning if they stay tuned and at the right spot to find out when. But what is it? It's a $100 gift certificate from San Antonio's Fantastic Sam's. Yes, they graciously donated $100 for you and your family, or just for you to go get haircuts on them. And thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We're free and available wherever you have podcasts. So, Rudy, Becky's doing good, isn't she?
She's not doing too bad. Not doing too bad for her first full year as a head coach.
Yeah, she guided the Aces to the WNBA Finals. First for her, obviously, you know, first in her first season. She already made another personal slash WNBA record milestone, becoming the coach of the year in her first season. Former WNBA player to earn that honor. Best record in the WNBA. The list goes on and on of what she did in just her first season, which begs the question, what is her coaching future? Rudy, do you think she will remain in the WNBA, or maybe after this season, once their season is over, hey, you know what? Wouldn't be surprised if we find out NBA teams are knocking on her door.
It's really hard to determine that because, you know, when she joined the Aces coaching staff, I mean, she was legitimately getting a pretty stacked squad. You know, Jai Wilson, you've got a Chelsea Gray was in there. Kelsey Plum. I mean, you've got a pretty good starting squad to go into your first NBA coaching career. If she was to go into the NBA, you're talking about a team along the lines of a San Antonio Spurs, you know, probably a team rebuilding, where she's not going to have that kind of superstar potential on the squad. So,
right.
I would say that more than likely, you're going to get a lot of phone calls to Becky Hammon about possibly coaching vacancies in the NBA. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think it's going to be another year. So I expect her to be in the WNBA for at least another couple of years before she gets a true legitimate shot in the NBA. And again, I saw people posted about San Antonio Spurs. It's a very difficult situation, only because I still feel she would feel she have more success in WNBA than an NBA team right now.
Yeah, look, let's not forget, she had knocks on her door when she was with the Spurs as an assistant coach to join other NBA franchises. She had with the Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks knocked on her door. Then you mentioned that. By the way, that Blazers was a debacle. Remember that situation she was in?
Yeah.
That was horrible. But nevertheless, she got a knock on the door from the Blazers.
And it looked like maybe she was going to be the heir apparent to Popovich once he exits, but you know, she took an opportunity to join the WNBA, get back to where her roots started. But what about this move? Do you think this would be a good move for her in her coaching career? Maybe make the leap to the G League. Would that be seen as a demotion or a step in the right direction towards the NBA, Rudy?
You know, it's actually a really good thing you brought that up, because I would say if she really wanted to, she could make that leap to the G League. Because why? The G League is not, it doesn't go side by side with the WNBA. So when the WNBA season's over, the NBA season starts, which means she could potentially take a head coaching job in the G League coaching all year round. I think getting her reps in, you know, I know we talk about players going into Austin and stuff. I think getting her reps in with NBA style and caliber players would benefit her a whole lot more to get her potentially ready for an NBA roster. But honestly, man, I think with her coaching style, because she's similar to Pop, extreme similar to Pop, and also just her knowledge of the game, being one of the greatest players in WNBA history, I would feel personally it would be a demotion to the G League. But again, I think more than anything, just to get her reps into the G League would be a fantastic start.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a demotion. I think it'd just be more of a just adding more meat to her resume to make the leap into the NBA. You know, there is a possibility too. It looks not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, Pop exits and after the season, and then the offseason comes and you find out she's on their short list. You know, there's rumors about Quinn Snyder. There's rumors about maybe Brett Brown taking over. Remember, let's not forget he is back on the Spurs sidelines. So would not be shocked to find out she's also being seen as the heir apparent in San Antonio. And it'll make sense, you know, because she was traded from the Liberty to the Stars before they moved to Vegas. And then that's where she really, I mean, she blossomed in New York, really blossomed, but she really became something with San Antonio. She has her number retired as far as the Stars is concerned. She was with the Spurs as an assistant coach and whatnot. But I think you're right, though. Ultimately, she stays in the NBA, especially if by now, we don't know yet. This is recorded before Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. If she wins the title, I don't see her bailing on the team right away. I mean, it don't have to be something big for her to leave Las Vegas. She's probably under contract.
It would take a lot to leave Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I don't know if how long her contract is. But since we're going to play what if in a while, Rudy, what if this was her final contract year? If you're her agent, you telling her, let's explore all options or let's re-up, let's stay in the WNBA.
Definitely, as an agent, you always do the best. You always have the best interest of your client at hand. I would definitely say explore. I mean, if it's your final year in your contract, you've always got to explore options unless the deal is just superb and you know you're not going to get another deal like that anywhere else. You obviously take it. But in a coaching standpoint, I mean, unless you're feeling like you're not in a good situation, I mean, unless you feel you're in a good situation, you always want to leave your options open. And let's not forget, dog the G League too much, because Quinn Snyder started there and then he was head coach of the Utah Jazz. So, I mean, you can make a name for yourself in the G League as a head coach and work your way up to the NBA ranks. But as far as Becky goes, I feel very confident that she's going to stay in the WNBA. I mean, it's her roots. She knows the game. She's very successful in her first year. I mean, eventually, you know, 30 teams in the NBA are going to be knocking at her door eventually at one point.
Yeah, it's going to happen. If she has this success in just her first season with the Las Vegas Aces, yeah, it's going to open eyes, whether it be even the collegiate level. You know, that could happen too. You know, not just the NBA. But I got to ask you the million-dollar question. Well, actually, you know what? Hold that thought. When we get back, we're going to ask Rudy a question. Should she be the number one person to take over the head coaching job in San Antonio once Popovich exits? And does Rudy Campos believe that Spurs messed up? Maybe should have maybe given her the keys to the car sooner than later. But I want to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest Football League developments, game matchup news, and podcasts, including this year's opening week's game. BetOnline is also your continuous source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Look, it's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device. Learn more about the trends and actions. Go there now. Rudy, I went back again and I checked. The odds are not out yet whether you're going to make the Basketball Hall of Fame. But maybe one day they will be. Maybe in a different multiverse there will. But there would definitely want to go to betonline.net. Again, your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs. So, BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League. We're talking about Becky Hammond. We're about to enter the multiverse and much, much more. But Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Giannis, which NBA player moves the betting line the most this season? Locked On and the BetOnline odds makers present the NBA Top 50 Most Valuable Players starting September 19th. Find it on Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. Yeah, Rudy, I checked. Yeah, the odds are not out yet for you where they're making the Basketball Hall of Fame.
They're not going to be out for a long while. Probably till I'm dead and gone.
What about Earth 100, Rudy Campos? You think he's in already?
As far as I know, actually, Earth 97 Campos is a stud. I mean, he's a tri-sport athlete. He's in the Hall of Fame for baseball, football, and basketball. So if anybody wants to really see a stud, Earth 97, Rudy's the way to go.
All right. Well, before we enter the multiverse, just a few more thoughts on Becky Hammond and her coaching future. So right before the break, I asked you, you know, did the Spurs kind of mess up? Maybe they should have assured her she's going to get the keys to the car as far as a head coaching job. And where do you see that situation, Rudy?
You know, I've always been back and forth. I've always said, you know, yes, she should be the number one candidate. No, there's probably other candidates that are probably going to be a little bit more qualified. But it always came back to the roster that's assembled. And we all saw what she did in the Summer League with the team, guided them to a championship in the Summer League. Bunch of young guys, yes. You know, guys that are still on the roster right now. Actually, no, I think Lonnie Walker was the only one on the roster at the time that was on there, maybe Trey Jones. But the thing is that I feel deep down inside that she should have been given some kind of hope to be the coach, you know, not necessarily give her the keys to the car, but say, look, you know, you are our number one candidate. We would love for you to stay. We understand if you don't want to stay and go get a coaching job somewhere else. We totally get that. But we want you to know that you are our top candidate. We want you to take this over. Any type of word like that, I think she stays with the San Antonio Spurs until it pops time to retire. But I think number one candidate, she should be 1A to somebody else's 1B.
I think I agree with her. Look, it could have been the inverse. The Spurs could have told her, or Pop could have told her, look, it ain't going to happen anytime soon. I still feel good. You know, I'm not going to give up the car. The car's at exactly. The keys to the car yet. So maybe they did her a solid like that and said, go explore. So good on the Spurs if they did that route. But if you look at the Spurs coaching, assistant coaching history, they've lost a lot of good ones. Ime, Will Hardy, Becky, who else? Brett, Budenholzer, Messina. All because Pop has look, you're not going to push him out the door. You know, odds are that, you know, this could be his final season. But yeah, I think they should have talked to Becky a bit more about that. I mean, and I hope they did. And if it's any, and look, now the deal that Las Vegas gave her was incredible. I mean, for that league, that was a great deal, and you take it, and she did. But all in all, yeah, I agree with you, Rudy. I think we're in agreement. I think she stays in the WNBA for at least a couple more years, depending on her contract situation. But afterwards, will not be surprised if NBA teams knock on her door. What do you think about Becky Hammond's coaching future? Do you think she breaks her contract, jumps ship the moment an NBA team knocks on her door? Or do you think she's going to, you know, see it all the way through? You can let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League and subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Buckle up, Rudy. We're about to enter the multiverse. You have the Tesseract ready?
I've got it ready, and I've also got my gauntlet, Infinity Gauntlet, ready. Just in case.
Yeah, you got the gauntlet on. I got, the Ant-Man multiverse suits on. Remember the white jumpsuits they wear?
Yeah.
I got that on, and we're ready to go. So let's enter the multiverse, and the Watcher is looking at us right now, Rudy. So he's narrating.
A little upset.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go to enter the multiverse here and ask what if. Now, for a good chunk of the Spurs dynasty era, there was a common phrase called the draft and stash. Remember Adam Hanga? Yeah, draft and stash. Manu Ginobili was a draft and stash, you know, for all intents and purposes, drafted in 99, didn't come over till early 2000s. So, but what if the Spurs never brought him to the NBA? What if the Spurs just stashed him and that was it? Do the Spurs win 4 of the 5 titles that he was on? Does the NBA ever get to see what we saw and the world saw at that stage? So let's go and enter the multiverse. First question for you, Rudy, is this. By the way, this multiverse feels weird in here. Feels weird.
It does.
I think I see myself down the street here. I think I see myself. But do the Spurs, that's the big one, do the Spurs win those four titles that he was on?
Man, this one kind of hurts a little because I'm going to say out of the four titles, I see them winning possibly two out of the four. And that being when you had the Twin Towers of Derrick Robinson and Tim Duncan. In Robinson's last year, they beat the New Jersey Nets. So I think that year would have been a title team still with Robinson and Duncan. And then you go to the beautiful game, obviously, with Kawhi Leonard and Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu at the time. I think they win those two titles. It's the two in the middle that I feel they don't win without Ginobili. So out of the four, I still think they win two. Guaranteed one, but not four. Not at all.
Yeah, I don't think they get past the Pistons without Manu. That was peak Manu. That was long hair Manu. That was the debate whether he should have been named the MVP, not Tim Duncan. I mean, that Manu Ginobili was something else. That was that he was at his full powers. So you probably take away that title. So there is now the Spurs have one less banner now. 2003, I think they could have handled the Nets without him. Robinson was still serviceable. Duncan was already starting his ascension to just mega stardom. Who was on that squad too? Walsh.
That was
Steve Kerr was Steve on. Smith. Steve Smith, right? They had a decent squad. They had a decent squad. Yeah, Manu didn't. He played and he had a moderate impact, but not the impact we saw against the Pistons.
But you got to remember too, it's the playoff runs. So they had to get through those Lakers squads, too, to get there. You also had to go through a stacked Denver squad, too, with Iverson, Carmelo, Kenyon Martin. So some of those games in the playoff runs are where Manu made the difference. Not necessarily title, like championship games or NBA finals, but it's getting through those playoff runs where I look at, like, okay, I don't know if they would have been able to get through those Lakers squads or, you know, Jazz squads or, you know, Nugget squads.
Well, you know, look, the big, so we're likely would have become what? Just the big two. With Parker and Duncan. But another thing could have happened is Derek Anderson stays a Spur longer. What do you think about that? Because that was a big reason. Was that a reason why Derek Anderson left? Because of Manu Ginobili?
I think it might have been. It might have been knowing that they were going to bring Manu over. So his time in San Antonio was pretty much up.
Mm-hmm. Steven Jackson stays in longer?
Yeah, I actually think Steven Jackson becomes that Manu player as far as the scorer goes. I think he becomes – I actually think Jackson's career takes a step forward if Manu never comes, to be honest with you.
Really? Why is that?
Steven Jackson has that attitude of a scorer, and he's just a downright player that likes to mix it up, likes to get – you know, be aggressive. If Manu has Steven's attitude, you've got Steven Jackson again. I mean, real aggressive player, real bulldog type player. He's not afraid to mix it up, get in there, do what he has to do to win the game. Steven Jackson has the exact same mentality, except he's not as quiet as Manu was. But I think what we saw with Jax was that his ability to score, his ability to get to the basket, he had a very good three-point shot. He could make a difference for San Antonio Spurs when need be. So I think, like I said, I think he might have taken a step forward.
Yeah, I look at – well, let's just look at some of the numbers. So you look at, what, his 2003 finals against the Nets. He played six games. So he played all that whole series with the Spurs won that series. And as far as, you know, impact, as far as points and whatnot, he averaged 8.7 points per game in that series. Now, his best series was against the Lakers, and you hit it on the head. In the 2003 series against the LAL, close to 12 points per game, 3.3 rebounds and 2.5 assists. So there was his impact. So the Spurs won that series with him 4-2. You take away those 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, maybe it goes 7 games. So you fast forward now to the 2005 finals. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2005 finals, correct. Against Detroit. Now there where you see the impact. 18.7 points per game, 5.9 rebounds, 4 assists. So he definitely was on one right now. Played all 7 games, averaged 36 minutes per game. Yeah, I don't you take away that from the Spurs squad, they're not winning. Detroit is winning back to back. That's happening there. And then you look at, let's see, well, then the 2007. Go to 2007 series, I guess, like with the Cavaliers. You know, you're starting to see a little downturn already against Denver in the opening round series. Yeah, I'm sorry, no, he was still serviceable. 13.4 points per game, 18 points per game against the Suns in a 4-2 series, and then 17.6 points per game against the Jazz in the Western Conference Finals. And then, of course, in the finals against Cavaliers, 18 points per game. But then again, you know, even without Mono, I don't think they needed him. That Cleveland team was trash, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the Cleveland team was bad, but it was that year it was getting to the finals with that run that they had. He had to be magnificent in those series in the Western Conference.
Yeah. So then you fast forward to the final series that he was in 2014. Yeah, there he was still being impactful. You know, this was against Miami. The Spurs won in 5 games, 14.4 points per game, 3.0 rebounds, and 4.4 assists in 5 games versus the Heat. Now, interesting enough, do the Spurs still win without him? Or is that, if any gap is going to happen, that you lose with Manu being filled with Kawhi Leonard?
I think Kawhi Leonard is the biggest difference maker in that series right there. Without a Manu Ginobili, you see an uptick. We saw how Kawhi was playing. I mean, there was a reason why he was Finals MVP. I think without Manu there, Kawhi has an even bigger impact. But also the play of Boris Diaw made that whole series just remarkable. So I think without Manu there, they still win that series.
Really? I don't think it's in 5 games, though. I think you need those 14.4 points per game because Miami was still a threat, no matter what. You know, the beautiful game, and I get that. But this is Manu Ginobili already knowing the Spurs system and what Pop wanted it to see in the beautiful game. Mm-hmm. You know, could Kawhi have filled that void? Could other players have stepped up? Duncan was already on his last legs. You know, still serviceable. Not saying he was trash, but, you know, he wasn't the Tim Duncan we've seen in years before. Robinson was gone. Obviously, Parker was already starting to slow down. But nevertheless, yeah, it's an interesting one. That's the one that has me scratching my head. But as far as the march to the 14 finals, he started the playoffs in 2014 with a bang. Round one against Dallas, Spurs won that in 7 games. This is where I think if Manu's not on the roster, the Spurs don't even get to the finals. That series, I said, against the Mavericks went 7 games, Rudy. He averaged 17.7 points per game, 3.7 rebounds, 4.6 assists. Maybe that's where the Spurs see in this multiverse another title. Maybe it's, if they don't have Mono for that opening series against Dallas, maybe they don't get to the finals against the Heat, Rudy.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, that's the thing, too, is like a lot of it was, okay, the impact on the championships, because it's not necessarily looking at the finals picture of it. It's the impact he's had to get there. I mean, we saw his competitive spirits come up through the Western mm-hmm. Conference playoffs in general to get there. So that's where I'm like, okay, this is where I think they may win two titles, one for sure, but they may win just another one out of the four, so giving them, you know, three total.
Yeah, and even if they were to get past the Mavericks without Manu Ginobili in this multiverse situation, do they get past Oklahoma City? In 2014, they faced the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals, took them to six games with Manu, and Manu averaged in that series 15.2 points per game, 2.7 rebounds, 3.7 assists. That was still stacked OKC with Westbrook, Harden, and Durant, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. maybe they don't even survive that series. I mean, Thunder took them to six games. Maybe that goes seven and OKC wins. But, yeah, definitely of the four titles, I think without Manu, the Spurs only see two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I figured the first one would be the against the Nets because it was still Robinson, Duncan, even though Robinson was last year. I think that team was very filled with veteran leadership right there to get them over the hump. And then, of course, the game against the finals against the Heat. I think Kawhi was playing at a different level, especially, you know, if needed to be in that playoff run, he would have played at a different level. But that team was just determined to get their Manu or not. So I think they win two out of the four.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and activate the Infinity Gauntlet. Rudy, you want to activate it so we can get out of the multiverse?
Let's hit it. I'm ready. I've closed the fist. We're ready to go.
All right, now we're out of the multiverse. What do you think? We just entered it. We looked at the Spurs without Manu in their playoff marches while he was playing. And it looks like we think the Spurs do not get four of the five titles. That there's two less title banners hanging in the AT&T Center. Thankfully, Manu did play. But we want to hear your thoughts. What do you think the impact would have been on the Spurs, the franchise, playoff run, as we just discussed, without Manu Ginobili? He just ultimately was a draft and stash. Let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League and subscribe to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get favorite podcast. When we get back, we're going to go over some news and notes that you may have missed. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. By the way, Rudy, when I was in the multiverse right now, I saw another version of you. And my goodness, you were driving around a Ferrari. Wow.
Yeah, that is Earth 44, Rudy, right there. As in cold as ice, George Gervin. So, yeah, I've got Ferraris. I'm living in, you know, Beverly Hills and all the good stuff there. So,
yeah, maybe you want to activate that. Activate that gauntlet more, man. You can go to that universe instead.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it more and more. I'm like, man, Earth, you know, Earth 25, Rudy, right here is just not working for me.
All right. Well, Rudy, while I got you here, let's go over some Spurs news and notes that our listeners may have missed. First of all, happy belated birthday to Josh Richardson. Yesterday was his 29th birthday. My God, he's old, Rudy.
Yeah, he's very old. I wish I was 29 still.
Exactly. Hey, the newer members of the Spurs are getting to know their new home, San Antonio. They toured, well, they being Isaiah Roby, Tommy Cousy, Jordan Hall. Oh, my goodness, Rudy. I'm thinking about the Spurs roster. Who are these guys? Good Lord. Some of the newer members of the Spurs took a tour of Hemisphere Park in downtown San Antonio. They also got to tour the Alamo Dome to get a look at where they'll be playing that one big game next season. By the way, Rudy, they likely were not even born when the Spurs were playing in the Alamo Dome, so they probably have no memory of the Spurs at the Dome. Speaking of the Dome, though, did you get your tickets?
I actually bought two. So,
okay.
I should be at the game. I'm hoping to I do have my binoculars ready. I also I also am tying my my rope to the rafter so that way I don't fall, because that has a very big steep to it. So I'm ready for it.
In other Spurs news, Keldon Johnson is back home in Virginia, and he is hosting a basketball camp. He, his family, and friends are putting it on for the kids and the community out in Virginia. And he did an interview / video with the Spurs, and the Spurs released it. And he talked about how he was jet lagged and late for his flight and basically dead tired. But the next day was going to be the day one of the camp, but he still sucked it up and did it. So kudos to Keldon Johnson for doing that. And how did we forget this little news? A giveaway. We got to mention a giveaway here.
I'm sorry. I figured you had it, man, but I will remind you from now on.
That's all right. No big deal. Let's do a giveaway. So if you are still with us here at Locked On Spurs, congratulations and we thank you. But as everybody knows, Locked On Spurs has been doing giveaways throughout the off season, and it's another one. We've had past winners win coffee swag bags to San Antonio coffee places, mudslingers. We've had My Santico San Antonio donate gift cards and drink and food coupons. We had a lucky winner win that. We had Bear County Social Apparel twice, a two-time donation of various Spurs gear, T-shirts, caps, whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, you listen, you win, and here's the time. Now, we're going to have to make a little caveat here, and I know he's listening right now, Rudy, because I he's a three-time Lockdown Spurs prize winner. Joshua Cook, you know, he's my go-to when it comes to all things basketball cards, or just trading cards. He's a three-time winner. So, Josh, I know you're listening because you probably fast forward to these spots. You're gonna need to take a break. I think we're going to say for this one time, past winners cannot win again. I think we need to share the wealth here. But, Joshua, this is just for this one. So, first of all, you got to be – well, let's find out how to win. All right, so, Rudy, let's tell them how to win. Okay, so first of all, you have to never have won a past Lockdown Spurs fan prize giveaway. So there is step one. So if you never won a Lockdown Spurs, great. So far, so good. You got to follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. So there's step two. The next one is to tweet at us, Jeff G Spurs Zone and Sweep the League at Sweep the League. All right. And since you're going to be winning a haircut, $100 gift certificate from Fantastic Sam's. I want to ask you, let's ask him a question, Rudy. Okay. And this is what's going to be in the tweet for the winning, for the winner. Tell us your one sports idol, MLB, NFL, NBA, that you would like to have a haircut pattern cut into your head. Now, a lot of barbers do that, don't they, Rudy? Like they'll carve like faces and people's scalps and the hair, and or they'll like cut out like the Dallas Cowboys star on their hair. So, what sports idol person would you want to see cut into your hair? Was it Manu Ginobili? I like this Manu Ginobili cut into your hair. Tim Duncan, Emmitt Smith. Or Sweep the League, Rudy Campos, Earth 25, who's racking up titles in that multiverse. Let us know which sports player you would not mind to see cut into your hair if you were to go that route. So we'll be nice to them, Rudy. We'll go over one more time. You, one, must have never been a past winner on Locked On Spurs. Two, follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League, me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone, and then tweet at us your one sports idol that you would not mind having carved into your head if you were getting a haircut. You do that, you win a $100 gift certificate courtesy of San Antonio's Fantastic Sam's. They got locations everywhere throughout San Antonio. They got, if you're in the South Side, they got some at the Alamo, the City Base area. You're in the downtown, they got some. You got some on the North Side, they got some. You're outside of San Antonio, like in Lavernia, what have you, they got them. Their location's everywhere. We thank Fantastic Sam's for donating this very generous gift, $100 gift certificate for you, your family, your friends. You're going back to school, get your kids a free haircut right here. $100 gift certificate, all just for listening to Locked On Spurs and courtesy of Fantastic Sam's. Hopefully they got all that, Rudy. You know, that should be easy enough, right?
Sure. They should. Heck, I mean, Fantastic Sam's, $100. That, for me, that's a lot of haircuts, man. I hardly have any hair, so that's perfect for me.
Yeah. I mean, I have to go to the haircut a lot because my hair grows out really fast. So that would come in handy for me.
Can I get your face cut in my head? Is that okay? Or is there copyright against that?
That's the copyright there. That's copyright. But we're done talking. Rudy, time for you to brag about Sweep the League. Tell us what's going on over there.
Yeah, Sweep the League. We just be covering some boxing events, but hey, football season's going on right now. Obviously, college and NFL. We're talking about everything and everything NFL, college football, as well as some basketball Spurs news as well. But for all you Cowboy fans out there, I'm continuing to shit on the team like I always have. Good luck and good season.
How much were you laughing that the Cowboys lost?
Oh, God. I've had to clean up my mirror and clean up the floor a lot out of all the water and beer that I spit out from laughing that entire game.
I forget you're not that much of a Cowboys fan.
Only by marriage. My wife's a Cowboy fan, so in order for me to stay married, I have to support them from very far away.
All right. He just told you what's going on with Sweep the League. Now it's time for me to tell you what's going on with Locked On Spurs. We're everywhere. YouTube page, the Ken's 5 Plus app, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. There's no reason for you to not get Locked On Spurs. Subscribe to the Locked On Spurs YouTube page and much, much more. And thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We'll be back likely with a fan episode next week. Hallelujah. Rudy, the offseason is slowly winding down. Just a little over 30 days until everything gets going again. But we still got to get through the offseason. So for your second listen, get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day. We're Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA, your daily update in just 30 minutes. So for Rudy, Thanos, Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.